All right, and you know all girls cross country state qualifiers who are?
Joey Werling,
Gracie Foster,
Emily Naughton.
Well, first of all, going into regional qualifiers, the district meet, how did you want to perform, and do you think that you met those expectations?
I think we met the expectations. We wanted to perform really well, and we were scared. We were confident going in there, but then we kind of got nervous. But once we got that mentality that we were going to get into state, we did well, performed our best.
Oh, I think we went in knowing that we should go to state, which was definitely motivational to get past all the nerves, too. But I think we performed well and just did what we needed to do.
Unlike last year when we had to try extra hard because we didn't have one of those shoe-in spots, we were more motivated this year to make it.
All right. Well, what were some of the things that went through your head knowing that last year's team qualified, still a young squad, and then this year's team qualified?
It felt good. I mean, as a freshman, I didn't really experience it last year, but I know that it was really important for everyone to want to go back. So it felt good to just make sure that they got back, and it definitely feels good to know that we earned our way there.
I was really happy for the seniors that put on all the work the whole season, and I was just happy that we got to go again because I really enjoyed it last year.
Yeah, I was really happy for our two seniors that got to end their season of running cross country by running at Fort Dodge.
Awesome. Well, what are your goals, at least preparing for this year's meet? Different, I think, than most years, obviously, but expectations are still there?
Yeah, we are, our goal is to try and place in the top 13. Last year, we got 15th, but this year, we're shooting towards getting a higher place than Indian Wolf has ever gotten.
Awesome.
I think I know the expectations going into the state race will be a little different. So I'm just trying to do my best, I think, and just push it all the way to the end because I know that this is last, but like I said, we really want to place better than 15th.
I definitely don't want to be sick this year. I want to make it into that top 15. Probably I want my goal is to do top 10. I think that I can do top 10, but I think with a young team like us with only two seniors, we can do really good this year. I think we're a stronger team and family as last year, so I think we can do really good.
All right, next group of Indianola girls cross country state qualifiers, who are?
Piper Dahl,
Remy Sievertson,
Bree Tengis,
Katie O'Neill.
First of all, talk a little bit about what you wanted to accomplish going into that regional qualifier, that district meet, and knowing that you made it to Fort Dodge.
I think I just wanted to have the same finish that we did last year and make it back to state. And, I was really excited for districts because I had a good race last year, and then our team was all excited, and it was just we were all ready for it.
I was excited going into the meet, knowing that my past couple meets had been improved each time. My time's been getting better. And I was just excited and wanted to make it to state.
I was looking forward to the feeling of knowing we've worked hard and had accomplished something big since all the upperclassmen make it sound like such an amazing feeling. And it was a good feeling knowing that all the hard work paid off.
I was looking forward to the opportunity because I did not get to go to state last year, and this year I get to go. I might not be able to run, but I'll still be able to go, and that's all I really want, just to go and cheer on.
Awesome. Well, talk a little bit about what the team celebrations or the team's work and practice this week getting ready for Fort Dodge, because it is the last meet of the season.
We've definitely been taking practice day by day and just making sure no one is injured and preparing our legs for a tough meet.
We've been trusting our coaches a lot because they know what they're doing, and just trying to trust them is the best for us, and we're very excited.
Awesome.
We've just had to take it easy, even though we're working really hard, and we're just excited to go and trusting everyone.
This week, practices have been pretty easy, and the team has all been, excited every day. We show up, and we want to get better, and we want to, stay where we are. So we've all been really, excited this week.
Awesome. Well, expectations for state and any goals that you might have, individual or team?
I think our team goal this year is to get a top 10 and do better than we did last year. This season, we've been in the team state rankings for top 15, so I think we just want to show up and run our best.
I think a team goal is definitely, as Katie said, get top 10 and maybe even top, 5, maybe? because we work hard every day for it. And as an individual goal, probably just work hard even though I might not be able to show it. But
I want us to all finish hard and just feel good about our timing at the end of the meet and be happy and positive.
Awesome. I think a team goal is definitely to get above 13th and make some history in our town for cross country and just to have a fun last weekend with the seniors and a good 2020 cross country.
All right, next group of Indianola girls cross country state qualifiers, who are?
Piper Dahl,
Remy Sievertson,
Bree Tengis,
Katie O'Neill.
First of all, talk a little bit about what you wanted to accomplish going into that regional qualifier, that district meet, and knowing that you made it to Fort Dodge.
I think I just wanted to have the same finish that we did last year and make it back to state. And, like, I was really excited for districts because I had a good race last year, and then our team was all excited, and it was just, we were all ready for it.
I was excited going into the meet, knowing that my past couple meets had been improved each time. My time's been getting better. And I was just excited and wanted to make it to state.
I was looking forward to the feeling of knowing we've worked hard and had accomplished something big, since all the upperclassmen make it sound like such an amazing feeling. And it was a good feeling knowing that all the hard work paid off.
I was looking forward to the opportunity because I did not get to go to state last year, and this year I get to go. I might not be able to run, but I'll still be able to go, and that's all I really want, just to go and cheer on.
Awesome. Well, talk a little bit about what the team celebrations or the team's work and practice this week getting ready for Fort Dodge, because it is the last meet of the season.
We've definitely been taking practice day by day and just making sure no one is injured and preparing our legs for a tough meet.
We've been trusting our coaches a lot because they know what they're doing, and just trying to trust them is the best for us, and we're very excited.
Awesome.
We've just had to take it easy even though we're working really hard, and we're just excited to go and trusting everyone.
This week practices have been pretty easy, and the team has all been like excited every day. Like, we show up and we want to get better and we want to like stay where we are. So we've all been really like excited this week.
Awesome. Well, expectations for state and any goals that you might have, individual or team?
I think our team goal this year is to get a top 10 and do better than we did last year. This season we've been in like the team like state rankings for top 15. So I think we just want to show up and run our best.
I think a team goal is definitely, as Katie said, get top 10 and maybe even top, what is it, 5 maybe? Because we work hard every day for it. And as an individual goal, probably just work hard even though I might not be able to show it. But
I want us to all finish hard and just feel good about our timing at the end of the meet and be happy and positive.
Awesome.
I think a team goal is definitely to get above 13th and make some history in our town for cross country and just to have a fun last weekend with the seniors and a good 2020 cross country.